Stacey, you're going to have to hold on for 2.5. I'm in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to tell you what I was doing, but I'm trying to do something. I haven't been doing very well at it, and I'm mad about it.
It's that essay from, like, a million years ago, isn't it?
Oh, no, he wouldn't take it.
Oh. He didn't take it?
It's too late for that shit.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
And he didn't take it?
Well, no, because it was, like, 3 weeks late, man.
So? Did he hand the other ones back?
Yeah, like, the day I was done with it.
Oh, okay. That makes a little more sense.
So, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't care. I mean, if I bust my ass, I can probably get a B, but I'll probably get a C.
Again, the 70, not that bad.
I know, but, like, I don't know. It's just kind of ironic, like, if I applied to work for HRC and they're like, oh, sociology, sexuality, what'd she get? C?
yeah, well, ironic, yes.
A little bit. Oh, I need a pillow.
A pillow?
You know what, bitch?
Like a pillow breed?
Don't test my patience. Bitch, please. What, Chris?
Pardon?
Why are you slamming?
Because she's just making me upset.
What? Why am I? How am I making you upset?
By making fun of the way I speak.
There's a lot of cleaners
around here, man.
Stacy.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
How are
you're
you?
On speaker, by the way, just so you know.
I was going to say something mean to you, but you said hi to me, so hi.
Oh, okay.
I was
going
to tell you to stop being mean to my roommate, because I love her. And if you're mean to her, then she's mean to me.
This is kind of true. I kind of take it all out of him.
Yeah.
But when do I ever upset you?
Pretty much every day.
Every day?
Just fucking with you.
She's saying you suck at life. That's what she said last night.
What?
She said Stacy sucks at life.
Chris, I don't know if it's like something to do with like a microphone, but you sound identical to Sanford Latch from Sex and the City.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know what that means. So you two be gay together.
You haven't seen Sex and the City?
We are gay together.
Watch Sex and the City.
You know?
Oh, we're gonna go see the movie together.
Oh, I can't wait to see the movie.
Oh, Stacy, we're going to go together.
You guys are fabulous. All right, get out of my room.
You know how we can go? We can take the laptop.
This is a dick-free zone. Get out.
We can take the laptop. We can put it on speakerphone. No, that wasn't work, because we have to have wireless internet everywhere.
Are you quite fucking finished?
No. But Bree, are you
in the words of the immortal
Stacy? Are you going to be back on the 22nd?
I may stop in Carbondale, I may not.
You should, because we should go see Sweeney Todd, because I'm going to see it before. I mean, I'm going to see it for a second.
Man, I really like the idea of you keeping that tape on your lips. Okay, Stacey, I'm going to go pee, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Ooh, naked man.
Naked man with lipstick. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's what I'm talking about. I just have one thing to say. First, okay, no, well, yeah, you've done that too. But, like, when you and Josh use the restroom, could you flush the toilet, please? Because I'm looking at a toilet full of puke.
Right now?
Yeah, and I'm not really in the room.
Did you have flush the toilet?
No, you didn't flush the fucking toilet.
I just peed.
Does your pee have chunky red shit coming out of it?
Hi, and welcome to the Fashion Cast. I'm Brie. As you should already know, this is the Blooper Cast. As you may have noticed, that wasn't our typical kind of intro. So, you know, I put the poll up on the Planet Cast forum, and you guys voted to have a Blooper Cast. And so this is it. All you're going to hear is random failed attempts at podcasts, private conversations that I'm letting you guys be privy to. That's about it. Just us messing up, being retarded. If you don't like it, too bad, because you voted for it. I would have put it up on the After Allen website, but I'm not very good at navigating that yet. I'm learning, though. I'm learning. So, Stacy's more of the After Allen person, because I'm not very good at it, but yeah. Kick back and enjoy. Stacy and I are currently working on our next podcast, which doesn't have a whole lot of content. It's just pretty much us talking for right now. It'll be up sometime next year, kids. But yeah, we will see you in 2008.
All right.
I'm rolling my eyes into oblivion at you.
Okay. So, can I just intro at any point?
Do your thing.
Okay.
Oh. I'm tarred.
Tarded? Yes,
I'm
you
tarred.
Are. I know.
I'm tarred.
I know, and you're tarded. Retarded.
Damn.
Pwned. Okay.
I might change the song. I don't know. I was you know what I was thinking about changing it to today?
What?
Never There by Cake. Because we haven't recorded in over a month. You're never there. You're never, ever, ever, ever there. Da, 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 da. Hey.
Is it that? Never mind.
Da, na, 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 na. Shove it up your ass, Merkin. Just intro.
Okay. Hi, this is La Fashion Cast. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Bree. Why do you always make a noise after?
What? What?
All of our intros sound the same because you say that, and I say, and I'm Brie, and then you say, mm-hmm. And you make some kind of squealy noise.
All like, right, I'll do it again.
Like there's duct tape on your mouth and you're yelling for help. You're like, mm-hmm.
You.
I'm sorry.
Was that cut?
That was take two.
Take two.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Hi. I just sound exasperated. Okay.
You're like hi.
Okay. Once more.
I fucking hate this podcast.
Okay. Hi. This is La Fashion Cast. I'm Stacy.
And I'm Brie.
Indeed. So, there's been a bit of a delay.
A little bit.
In the recording and output of this podcast, we realize that we're well aware.
Justice Coach.
Which rhymes with Delaware. Huh? That's funny.
What does Delaware have to do with anything?
I said... Well aware, which rhymes with Delaware.
I know, but when were we talking about Delaware?
I hate you. It rhymed, okay? I thought it was neat.
But, I mean, there's...
Shh!
I'm just saying, like...
I don't want to talk about it!
Okay.
I... Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
That's enough of that. Anyway, yeah, so it's been a long and interesting school year so far.
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, yeah, sure?
Yeah.
What is
If by interesting you mean shitty.
Well, actually for me, for some of us, it's been a bit of an improvement.
I'm sure it has.
It has, actually.
I wasn't doubting it, I'm just jealous.
Oh, well, I'm not saying it's going to, well, I mean, I'm going to my classes, but I'm not sure that my grades are going to be any better. I hope they will be. Anyway, I didn't do very well last year.
Nor did
I. In life.
Maybe it had something to do with staying up till, 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning on Skype.
Oh, that might have something to do with it. Yeah, it's Skype. It's a problem.
The
But not
13
anymore,
hour
though.
calls
Oh.
on my computer.
Maybe that's what's taking up all the space on your hard drive.
Perhaps.
Perhaps,
It's a really
yeah.
good possibility.
And by really good possibility, do you mean fucking
True?
duh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it might have something to do with it. Anyway, you all might have noticed that my voice is still not 100%. Oh, you guys missed. They missed all of it. I
Oh, they
was
sure
really
did.
sick, and I was like sounding
It
like
was
death for
part
about
of the
3
reason we
days.
didn't podcast, actually.
It was huge. We were actually scheduled to podcast like 2, 3 weeks ago, and I was like, I just can't,
It
because
sounded a little
I.
bit like
It literally sounded like that. It was bad news bears. Like, losing my voice was kind of cool at the beginning, and then not so much, because I couldn't actually make noise. I had to like strain my vocal cords as hard as I could just to whisper. True story. That was the worst day. That was a Saturday. I was at work that day. The customers were highly amused.
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, they fucking were. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. It's traumatic. Let's move on.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how's your life been lately? Update the listeners. How's your life
I
been since?
don't think they actually care about how my life is, but
Oh,
it's
no. Don't
fine, I
underestimate them.
guess. It's fine, I
Yeah.
guess. I had a creepy dream last night.
Oh, what did you dream about?
It actually had to do with the I had a dream that I was in my hometown and I encountered a lady in her late 50s
Is going
in
nowhere
bad
good.
places.
Bad, terrible, terrible places.
And it was, I guess, in the dream, like I had known this woman, like she's a friend of the family. And she kind of
Oh God, it
hinted,
always happens.
right?
It's always a friend of the family, yeah,
She had like
acquaintance.
hinted at me in the stream that like she knew about my podcast. And then she like whispered in my ear and she's like, "I've always loved you." And it was really creepy. She was like
Well,
old. And then I don't know. And then later in the dream, I was in a kitchen, which was actually my grandparents' kitchen, and that creepy old lady was there. And so was Carson's Tia. And I don't know, like a couple of the other listeners were there, and Stacy, you were there, but you were like having story time or some shit. I don't know.
What?
It was very bizarre, but all I remember is this creepy old lady being like, "I love you."
Oh,
And I was just like, "Oh, standard's not that low."
wow.
So yeah, I don't know. It was really creepy. And I'm looking at my feet right now, and my toes are really long. I'm sorry, I just realized
If you didn't think viewers, I keep doing
that.
that. If our, loyal viewers, if our listeners weren't going to care about what was going on in your life, do you really think they give a shit that you have long toes? I mean,
No.
let's be logical here. Oh,
But
I'm
they're kind
kidding.
of cool. It's kind of cool that they're so long. They kind of look like mini fingers.
Ew!
I'm sorry.
She is single, ladies.
Have no idea why.
Kind of makes me wonder why,
Know.
how can this be? But yeah, I'm just saying. I ain't saying, I'm just saying. Brie is single
We not talk
and
about my relationship
has
status?
long toes. That's sexy.
That's awkward sounding. Sounds like I have some kind of foot fucking fetish. Like, my toes are
Don't you?
long and able.
You
Like,
do.
fuck.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Can you imagine if a girl, like, put her toe in your vagina? She was like,
No,
circles, more
shush,
circles with
shush,
the big
shush.
toe.
No. In that case,
Do you think
circles are
that's
bad.
possible?
In that case, circles are bad.
Do you think your toes could be dexterous enough to take care of business down there?
I really doubt it.
I don't think so.
I don't care to find out because feet kind of gross me out. They really do.
I like feet. As long as they're not nasty. Girls' feet usually aren't nasty.
Are you quite finished?
I think so.
Okay, great. Let's move on.
Sorry.
Let's move on.
Sorry.
So, we also missed New York Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah, Tear. We did.
Yeah, we did. Mostly because, yeah, I was busy at the time. I couldn't make it. I was, you know, having to do consultations with, you know, Donatella for fucking Paris Fashion Week. So I couldn't make it. I couldn't go.
Yeah. Shut your goddamn mouth.
Obviously I'm lying. You're like, shut up. That didn't happen.
You
and I'm like,
so
well, obviously.
Retarded.
You don't say that. It's not nice.
I know, it's not politically correct, but you know what?
In my case, it's true. Is that what you're going to say?
No. I was going to say, I'm not politically correct, but, you know, you said it, not me.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what's going on. Some random noises happened on my computer. Anyway.
Okay.
Anywho, so New York Fashion Week. Actually, shall we? We do want to get to that. Or do we want to perhaps talk about that?
We can talk about it later.
Okay, let's talk about it later.
Let's talk about more exciting things first, like dressing people over the age of, say, I can't speak in sentences. Can you talk, please? Because I'm having trouble.
Obviously. Okay, let's take that one again.
I'm having a voluminous fabrics kind of night, and you're not helping. God damn it.
God damn it. Why can't Kathy Griffin podcast with us?
Because, we are kind of a D-list podcast. Maybe she'd be up
we
for it.
We're way below the D-list,
we're
but that's
the
okay.
Z-list.
We're classy, though. We're classy.
We
like, you gotta hand it to us. We wouldn't freak out if, like, Britney walked into a room. We'd be like, that skirt is disgusting, and girl, put your boob away.
Actually, I'd probably just roofie in her beer.
Ew! What the hell?
No, I wouldn't. I would never do anything illegal. Continue.
We are cutting this entire segment.
Yeah, we are.
Everything. Oh, hey, this is the Little Fashion Cast. I'm Stacy.
Hi.
Broop, broop, broop.
This is the Fashion Cast. I'm Stacy. And I'm Bree. Good. Good.
Oh, I hate you so hard. So basically, I dissuaded her from coming to Hamilton, as did one of her friends. Hello, Bree. Bree.
Bree.
Ow.
What the hell? Oh, you whore. We have to record.
I know.
Motherfuck you.
I'm awake.
Yeah, well, this is pretty much, I guess this segment, I suppose, is kind of my baby. Why do you have no response to that?
Because I was on mute, because it's your baby. I'm letting you talk.
No, but you were supposed to bring it right up.
It's your baby. God damn it.
Blooper.
God damn it.
God damn it, Jesus Christ on the cross. God
the blood
damn it.
Coming, dripping down the side of his head.
God damn it, Jesus Christ on the cross with nails through his palms. God damn it.
They have $2 wine.
Oh, God. It's going to be a fucking disaster. Run into a brick fucking wall. Anyway.
Could we maybe cuss any more tonight? I'm just curious.
Could we what?
Are we trying? I mean, I think we've dropped the F-bomb about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, or 10. Money won't buy you back the love that you had then. Do, 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 do. It's a bit of feist. Anywho, she's Canadian. And fashionable. Coincidence? I think not.
Oh my god.
Oh yes, I went there.
I want my life back.
It's too late. You're podcasting now, lassie.
I don't even have a response. I don't even have a response for that.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm making this editing hell.
God, it's your baby. Run with it.
I don't think it's safe to run with a baby. Just a little parental warning for anybody out there.
Oh my god, just fucking... I'm gonna hang up on you. I really don't have a lot to say this episode.
Yeah, you need to save our podcast from me. Because people are gonna... Like, they're probably all asleep by now.
I don't have any, like... hardcore input. I like the air escaping from your small Canadian lungs.
Actually, I have really excellent lung capacity. Thank you. Okay, do we love or do we love? No, this can't turn into a shopping session. We're not funny tonight. And I'm doing all the talking, which means we're really not funny.
That's so sad.
And yet it is true. I am a realist, Brie. But not in the political sense.
Stacy. You're funny.
When you say it like that, it makes me believe you even less.
Why?
Oh, you're funny. Not all the time, but that's okay.
No one's funny all the time.
I know, I was making a joke. Anyway, but no, I'm not the funny one. Remember your comic relief.
So what are you trying to say?
I don't know. But sometimes I'm funny, but tonight I'm not funny. Shit. I want to be funny.
And I want to be thin and wear cool clothes, but we can't all get what we want.
You can't always get what you want.
Sing it, Nick.
Ew.
I mean, Stacy.
Okay. I just want to clear something up. I am not as ugly as him. Just so we have that out of the way. Whoa, what happened to my browser?
I ate it. I was hungry. You know what? I'm just going to put you crunching.
It's so good. Tostitos?
What are you eating?
Meat and pasta sauce. With a little bit of olive oil.
That sounds like a really bizarre combination.
Well, I wanted to see how Tostitos would be with it. And it's very good, apparently.
Oh, nothing. We say Tostitos.
Oh. So it's Tostitos, not Tostitos?
I don't know. It's up for interpretation. God damn it. We suck at life.
No, let's just fucking watch some Kathy Griffin.
Let's just not podcast.
Let's just not back.
Let's rename the podcast. Whatever we want to talk about that may or may not be related to fashion.
No, seriously, we're like the only lesbian fashion podcast. Fashion, we really are.
Lol. To you too.
What? I didn't go. I went. Today, I'll probably email
I can tell
her
you're
during.
Sick.
Yeah, it's because I'm breathing exclusively through my mouth!
You sound what like am a completely I, a fucking... different person.
I sound like a fucking caveman! It's so bad!
No, keep talking, because I want to hear this. Hold on.
What?
You sound like something. Hold on, keep talking.
What do you mean? What do I sound
not in that
like?
Voice.
Oh, no.
You know what it is? You sound like a real person.
What do you...
And the sex, the sex phone operator voice is gone, now that you're sick. That's awesome.
Oh my god, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I sounded fake before? What the... I don't understand. I hate you. At the beginning of the week it was cool. I had a straight girl tell me it was hot.
What, the sick voice?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, it kind of is.
Oh my god!
I like it a little bit better.
than the regular sex phone operator voice?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
You just sound like a normal person now. Normal people are hot.
Awesome, I'm so excited! Oh my god, this is so confusing. It's like I go back to my regular voice and everybody's like, "Aw, she sounds like a sex phone operator." She doesn't sound like a real person anymore. She doesn't sound like she has severe nasal congestion.
Hey, nasal congestion is sexy. Alright.
Ew, no it's not. Not when you have to blow your nose in the middle of sex with your girlfriend so you don't goober all over her.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty gross.
Oh, God.
She didn't sneeze in her for JJ. That makes them very upset. They tend to not be happy when you sneeze into their vajayjay.
Yeah, I don't ever intend
I thought
ever
it was funny, though.
To sneeze into... Yeah, about that.
You sound like a lesbian.
Because
your voice is deeper.
Oh my god! I hate my life!
Oh my god, I don't want to sound gay.
No, but I already sound gay enough.
Not really, but now you sound gay.
Now I sound gay? I don't understand.
Say something gay.
I love my truck.
Home Depot.
Home Depot!
Oh my god. I don't know how
Gage...
to solve this problem.
What problem?
I can't. I'm itching like crazy.
Your nipples are gonna flake off.
Oh my god. I hope my nipples don't get like super dark. That'd be gross.
Why would that be gross? You're brown.
I know, but like I don't want black fucking nipples. Like
you're not gonna.
Not that anyone's gonna see
have
them.
Have black
like...
nipples.
I'm just saying, like that'd be gross if like they were the color of like. I don't know, something really dark. Anyway, this conversation's done.
Yo, vajayjay gonna be burnt.
It is a little sore when I sit down to
pee. Oh my god! Oh god!
Because when I sit down, it like crunches or whatever. I don't know, it hurts.
Oh god!
What?
It crunches?
No, not crunches.
What? Oh my god, I was just kidding about it getting crusty.
No, not like that.
god!
I'm not even trying to explain it to you because you don't understand.
Crunchy!
You're not fat. You don't understand.
You're the one who said crunchy.
Anyway.
Did you mean scrunchy? Because yeah, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, that's probably what I meant. I meant scrunchy,
god, it's
not
a good
crunchy.
Thing I'm...
Skin scrunches a little bit, and like it hurts on the JJ. Oh god, whatever.
I hate this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's clearly not your fault.
Yeah. However, do you want to hear something that will lift your spirits?
Absolutely.
So Matt and I went to the tanning salon yesterday.
Tanning salon.
Oh my god! Fuck your shit. And, he was signing in, and the guy was like, what bed do you want? And he was like, level 4. I was like, okay. And then this other girl that works there was sitting there, and she goes, you really should try the level 3s. And he was like, why is that? And she said, well, because the level 3s are the stand-up beds, you know? And he's like, yeah, I know. She goes, well, it's actually better than the level 4, I think, because, she's like, it's so amazing, because... The bulbs are exposed. There's no acrylic, so it's just bulb to skin in contact. Oh, it's amazing. I was like, sweet! I can have skin cancer tomorrow!
Oh my god.
There's nothing covering the bulbs. Like, if you were to touch the bulb, you would burn yourself.
What the fuck?
So I think I'm gonna do that tomorrow, or on Friday.
Are you fucking nuts?
No.
Wait, let me answer that. Yes, you are.
I'm so red and so sore. I woke up this morning, because I sleep on my back. And,
yeah.
Like, my back is what's really hurting me right now, because it's burnt. And I looked in the mirror, and, oh, it was hot pink.
Mwah!
Oh, god. And I didn't even try and put on a regular bra today. I just put on a sports bra.
I don't even have one of those. I used to have them. I used to have them all the time.
Sports
bra.
I have one that I keep for
working
out occasions that never happen.
Wow, that looks like a good drink. Oh, really? Every once in a while, I get those in. Ew. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Just leave me alone. Leave
hey, crazy lady.
Bree alone. Just leave Brienne alone.
What the hell are you talking about?
Chris Crocker, apparently you haven't seen Leave Brittany Alone.
No.
Oh my god, I'm burning. I just feel so hurt.
Wanna why? Because you abused your body by going to a tanning bed for much, much too long.
10 minutes? Are you joking?
Okay.
That goes for 20.
He's been doing it since the beginning of time because he's stupid.
I just want to bathe in aloe gel.
Uh-huh. I
ow,
saw...
fuck! That really did hurt. I hit my head on the wall.
That's funny.
No, it's not. Now everything hurts. When I was 10, strategy in RPG games? Are you taking nerd pills or what?
Hey!
Oh my god, can I tell you about something I saw today?
Oh, I'm
Mother
a little afraid,
of mercy.
But okay.
I was in the student center, which is already like.
Really? All the girls on my campus are super well dressed.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a student center, so. There's, you know, people coming in and out all the time, so,
yeah.
You know, anyway, so this girl comes in, and she's talking to one of her friends, because she, I guess, was at the little, quote-unquote, ER place to get bandaged up, because she ran into an emergency pool on her bike, which was hilarious in and of itself.
Yeah.
To make it even better, her outfit was friggin' disgusting.
Ew.
She was wearing, like, black tapered dress pants, and, like, they were pulled up to, like, above her belly button. And so,
ew!
So that was the first problem. And she was, like, she wasn't, like, fat. I mean, she was just, like, she was chubby. Like, she was probably, like, a size 12 or something, I don't know. So, she had them pulled up all high and shit, right? Well, then, her shirt was, like, a ribbed V-neck polo. It was kind of cheap-looking. And it was baby blue with her black pants. And the
wait,
shirt,
a ribbed polo?
A ribbed polo, V-neck polo. Ugh. It was very cheap-looking. And, like, it didn't even meet the pants. It was so short. Ugh. So you could see her tummy a little bit.
Right.
And I don't really know why she got up that morning, you know, this morning and looked at herself and said, wow, I look awesome. I didn't see the shoes, thank God. Because I'm sure they would have been horrendous.
Yeah.
But I was just, I was like, oh, what are you wearing?
That is really, really bad.
And I'm looking at a picture of you because
that outfit, it's one of my favorites. I'm putting it up on the thing.
And it was you because I saw your nose. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not!
Oh, my God. Fuck this music and its ass. Thong shot? What is that?
Boomshine!
Fuck that, I'm playing Thong Shot. What is this? No.
Play Boomshine, it's good!
Hold on, there was a picture of a girl in a
no,
thong.
No, play Boomshine.
I have to play this game.
No, play Boomshine.
I will in a second.
Fuck you, Speedy Bubbles.
Oh,
Did I tell you that I have a Speedy Bubbles, like, issue?
I don't know what that means.
Speedy Bubbles? It's, another word for meth. And, yeah.
What? I'm so no, confused.
Speedy Bubbles. It's a,
oh my God.
It's like you do meth, but from a bong. And,
are you doing it?
Well.
Ah! Say no! The answer is no!
Okay, hang on. I'll show you Speedy Bubbles.
The answer is no! Always no. Meth, no.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's not
no,
that
it's not okay.
It's not
haven't
bad.
You seen True Life? I'm addicted to meth.
No, but it's okay, because it's just meth and it's Speedy Bubbles, so it's
no,
right. It's
meth
different.
Is not okay!
Hang on, okay, I'm gonna show you a link to the Speedy Bubbles of my choice.
Fuck you. Meth is not okay.
You're dumb.
I don't care if it's in a game.
No, I'm such an idiot.
I'm gonna hang up on you. You can do the podcast by yourself, and no one will listen.
Oh, there are tears.
Why don't you get funny so people will care, Stacey?
Well, why don't you put your boobs in so people will care, Bree?
Why do you always sound like you're, like, digging around in your vagina when you're on the phone with me?
Shut up, you're the one fucking your mic.
That's you!
No, that's clearly you.
You're like...
Earthquake! I was just trying to place my mic so that I could talk in a...
Contrary to popular belief, I cannot finish two pizzas on my own.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't think you would be able to. I wouldn't think most humans would be able to.
I love it when I can't finish my food and my friends are shocked.
Oh. That's terrible.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm full. I'm not in bottomless pit.
Because, you know, being full would be something crazy. You know, it's a concept that
it only happens to skinny people. Apparently.
Gross.
fucking skinny bitches.
Are you, like, that person trapped in a skinny person's body or what? Like, what is your deal?
No, I'm angry at the fact that, you know, there's such a rigid standard for what's beautiful. And I think that, I don't know, leaving, like, the majority of the population out of the equation is just kind of wrong. So.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that. Mm-hmm. You'd be really proud of me.
Okay.
I bought feminist literature.
Really? What? Mm-hmm. Please tell me you didn't get anything by Camille Paglia.
Oh, I sure did. Real feminist. What? I know, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I was like, excuse me.
That was classic. Just dead middle is what? That was so movie classic, like, what?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
You're very good at that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, it's The Beauty Myth by Naomi Wolf.
Oh, right. Okay. See, the only thing I don't like about Naomi Wolf...
Never mind. Continue.
Okay. Is that she's very, like, anti-porn, and I think, as you know, we are two women who, we enjoy porn.
Not anymore. Didn't you get my text message?
Yes, that you deleted 3 gigs of it. That doesn't mean you're not going to download more.
No, I'm not going to. I'm only going to go to XTube and YouPorn.
So you're going to watch it, you're just not going to download it, is what you're telling me.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, that's so much better.
I know.
Downloading porn is just trashy.
We both decided that we have a problem because it's got to the point where we're late for events.
That's funny.
Like, we're late for things. We make excuses not to talk to people on the phone. Because we're busy. We're like, we have a problem.
Everybody does that to a certain extent, I think.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
Maybe not every event.
But, like, when you're late for work because it took a little longer than you thought, it's a problem.
I don't necessarily know that that's a problem. I think maybe that's an experience common to a lot of people.
Maybe you need to admit that you have a problem, Stacey.
No, I don't ever recall having done that. I'm hesitant to say that. Yeah, masturbating's a problem. You should stop. Because that's what...
It could be true, though.
Like, I was about to say Lane Bryant, but that's not right. Anita Bryant.
I'm kind of laughing and crying because this pizza sauce was hot and you made it funny.
At the same time.
Exactly.
So, just to recap, we're talking about masturbation and I mixed up Anita Bryant and Lane Bryant. Okay, we're all caught up.
Ever? Scritchy scratch.
Are you sure she's straight?
Unfortunately, she's very straight. It makes me very, very, very sad. Especially tonight, it made me sad. I was like, I've never liked boobs before now.
You haven't?
No, I'm not really a boob fan.
You're not a fan of them?
I don't really care about
boobs. You're ambivalent toward boobs?
Yeah.
Most straight women aren't ambivalent toward boobs. Are you crazy?
I like the ass.
Well, yeah. I like everything.
I don't really care about boobs. I don't really like big boobs. You know this.
Oh, you don't like big boobs, but you like nicely shaped, like, nice boobs.
They're all right. I don't really care, though.
Oh, you're crazy. I fucking love
boobs. But tonight I was
like...
I can do that too.
I'm gonna smack you.
You're not, because you're in another country. Country?
Yeah, I'm somewhere I can get married. Have equal rights.
Touche, you win.
I do. I do win.
It is true.
I believe you.
I'm tired.
That's
the worst impression of Charlie Brown's teacher I've ever heard in my life.
Go fuck yourself, Markin. God. I hate you so much.
I'm joking. Love you. That was funny.
Oh my god.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, the oh my god.
The oh my god.
That's the one.
That's the highlight of my nights.
Sweet.
Wow, 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 wow.
Hero.
Sorry. The pizza man walked into my apartment. That was kind of odd.
He walked in?
Well, like, my apartment is upstairs, so, like, when you open the door, you just see stairs. But, yeah. I know. They're so savvy.
Pizza men?
Shit. No. No, I just
what
logged...
What exactly are we talking about?
I logged into my cell phone account, and it already knows that I've changed my phone.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, you already know.
Okay. Yeah, see...
Okay.
You could have told me you were talking about yourself.
I didn't mean the pizza man.
Although, they too are savvy, I'm sure.
Sure. Let's see.
Probably. I mean, you know, you gotta drive and stuff.
See, it's times like these that I actually do need a girlfriend. Like, actually, it's a necessity because she could put aloe on my back.
And you can't do that.
No, I can't reach.
Well, ow, why are you scraping your mic?
Because my head was in the pillow.
Oh.
Because I'm, like, contorting my body to try and make it comfortable, and it's not working.
Videos and you.
I have to pee.
Like, owie, 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 owie! Shut up, Gene Simmons. Oh my god, make him go away.
Are we ever gonna fucking record? Can we do that right
now? I've been waiting.
Okay. What do you mean? You fucking fell asleep, you asshat.
Okay, number one, I am not an asshat. Number two, you're the one who took a half-hour break to make a phone call with a girlfriend.
I didn't make the phone call, she called me.
You still did it. Number three.
Anne?
You are the intro-er. So, therefore, I am waiting for you.
Hey, do you want to do gift exchange when you're in T-Dot? Rather than do the awkward whole, like, mailing thing?
I guess.
Or would you rather do the mailing thing? I can do the mailing thing.
I don't care, it's your call.
No, but don't do that.
What if I die before March?
Then having had my stuff sooner would somehow... What if you die before March? What the fuck kind of question is that?
It's just a question. What if I died before March?
Well, I don't know, Bree. I would cry and then throw myself off of a cliff and then onto the funeral pyre.
No, you would not.
Well, I'd be very upset.
You'd cry.
Yes.
That's it, though.
Did you want me to throw myself onto the funeral pyre? I'm kind of...
No! Confused. Why would I...
I don't know. But you were like, you'd cry. That's it. That's all. That's all you would do for me if I was dead.
No.
Trying to make me feel guilty about just crying over your hypothetical death. What the fuck?
No. Did you see what she
you
said to me?
You bitches on podcasting. Fuck you.
You're a lying lesbian.
It's okay. I was pronounced a lazy lesbian. Oh, wait. That was by you.
Well.
Motherfucker.
If the strap-on fits.
Hey. I think...
one of those. Or procuring one.
You need one?
Procuring one. I don't need one, no. But it would be something nice to try.
It's a lot of fun. You should do it.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's a lot of fun. Make sure you have a large block of time set aside, though.
Why?
Because once you pop, you can't stop.
Oh my god. Did you really?
I did.
I was so hoping you didn't actually do that, but then it happened, and I was like, oh no.
That just happened.
Fuck.
That just happened.
It's disturbing slightly. It's okay.
Why?
No, I don't know.
I thought you were embarrassed about any of your sexual experiences, Stacey.
No, I'm not. But you said once you pop, you can't stop.
It's true.
But why must we speak of it in terms of popping?
Because it's a slogan for Pringles?
If Pringles are at all involved in your sex life, there needs... You need
no!
To put that into question.
I'm not that much of a fatty.
No, that's not what I meant.
God damn! I'm just saying. You'll have fun, and you'll want to have lots of more fun. Okay, Marge.
What the hell is oregano?
Russia.
That's nowhere in this... Pressure. Yes, I do believe there's pressure.
No.
I'm just giving you shit. So, yeah.
Okay, let's... Let's think of something to do.
Was that the official, like, noise to signal things to do?
Yeah, because you don't even know what I just did.
I really don't.
I sat in my chair... And I put my hands down by my sides, and I shook everywhere like I was an alien on a rocket ship.
I'm really...
I'm going crazy. Okay. Fuck this shit. My sister wants Uggs for Christmas.
Okay, well, you know, it's one of those times. It's sort of like euthanasia, you know, she'll suffer less if you kill her. Blech. Blech, 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 blech. I have 89 friends at the University of Guelph.
Oh, I don't have any. Also, back to the porn conversation we were having.
Oh, of course.
Thank God I deleted it.
What?
Because I completely forgot about it. And I went to work today and I took my laptop because I was going to have one of the guys set up my email because I don't know anything about the POP and the SMTP server shit. I don't know any of it. So I was going to have them set it up so that I could just check my email from my computer without getting into the internet. And... I mean, when you go into the way that Leopard works is when you open up, like, a Finder window.
You have Leopard?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know. Like, if you click on this little thing that says today, it'll show everything I've opened today.
No.
Or the
I
one
know.
That says yesterday.
I watched the video. I hate you.
No. Because if... I would have kept my porn on my computer before I went to work today. It would have had all my porn on there that I watched. And that would have been really embarrassing.
I think that would have been funny.
But because I deleted it, it wasn't on there. It didn't That's show good. Up in there. That would have been really, really difficult to explain. Pressure. pushing down on me. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Any whore. Slightly.
Pow, chicka, pow, pow.
But probably not.
Chicka, chicka, chicka. Shoveling snow in the driveway. Driveway. You're retarded. You're also dancing, kind of retarded.
I know. Me and Shay were having a crump off. It was really
a crump off. Oh, yes. You in a crump off. Shut that goddamn mouth.
Oh, I'm so serious. You have to see it. You have to see what Shay was doing. It was amazing.
Oh my god.
No, he's maybe the best dancer ever, and by maybe, I mean definitely. You're gonna have to do that.
Dun 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 dun. I don't know. I don't even know what jelly is. For some reason, I feel like singing Pressure, and I don't know why.
That's odd.
I know. These things happen, though. Ding, 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 ding. Pressure! I'm sorry, I don't know why. Why it happens. It just happens.
I know.
Oh, damn.
What? Like, O-O-O-H, blah, 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 blah. Sorry.
I'm sure Tegan and Sarah would appreciate that interpretation of their music. I just have the overwhelming desire to watch Kathy Griffin.
I have the overwhelming desire to pick up my laptop and throw it against a fucking wall and watch it shatter into 500 pieces.
Tell me how you really feel, Brie.
I also have the overwhelming desire to wake up tomorrow and a podcast magically be edited and up on the website.
Yeah.